Herbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name's Nicole Tiernan, and I'm in Miami, Florida, studying Plumeria, a genus commonly known as frangipani. So this is the flower girls put behind their ear in Hawaii in the Caribbean islands. Everyone knows coffee, one of the most popular drinks in the world, whether you drink it or not. But most people might not know how the coffee that we drink is made. Coffee is a tropical evergreen shrub. The most popular species used for commercial use is Coffea arabica in the family Rubiaceae, one of the largest flowering plant families with over 13,000 species. I know that it grows best as a shade shrub, meaning that it's in a sustainable agricultural type of landscape, so with lots of other things growing around, banana trees, which are a little taller. The family is characterized by having opposite leaves, so the leaves sit directly across from each other on the stem. The flowers are small and white, and the fruits are berries, which are small, pulpy, edible fruits, which mature in 7 to 9 months. The coffee beans that we grind up are actually two flat seeds from the center of the fruit, which are cleaned of the pulpy outer fruit and then roasted and ground. The process of roasting acts on the essential oils, which produce coffee's aroma and flavor. All of my fieldwork is in the Caribbean islands, and it's always interesting to see how the sacred coffee ritual varies from island to island. I personally use a French press in the morning. I pour boiled water over freshly ground beans. I prefer Costa Rican beans from Terrazu, a province south of the city of San Jose, in the most famous coffee-growing region of Costa Rica. I do know the only states in the U.S. that grow coffee are Hawaii and California and Puerto Rico, which had coffee introduced during Spanish colonial rule, and it's a big industry there.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.